Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Agar Meditation Group. We have an interesting topic today. It is embracing nature, loving and unforgiving. Now, when we look at God, when we look at nature, then we always look at forgiveness. God forgives. This is a very common terminology that we hear whenever we talk about forgiveness. God forgives. But when was the last time you heard God forgiving? God loves unconditionally. God embraces unconditionally. God is all-loving, all-powerful, omnipresent. But does God forgive? Actually, God just observes. He just observes everything that you do without interfering. But when you ask him to help, he does help unconditionally. So the suffix unconditional is something that you can attribute to God. But humans are the only ones who are conditional. We are never unconditional. We always impose conditions on how we should be and how others should be. Our love is conditional. Actually, anything that is conditioned is not love at all. So that's the way we are. And so we have this meditation today for you to understand what does it mean by love. People have their own notions, their own ideologies, they have their own perceptions about love. But love also means to be able to take that bold step to accept everything that love encompasses. So in life, we all have to take decisions. We all have to come to certain conclusions. And these conclusions are based on our senses. And once we have decided, then there is the life which sets itself rolling. And then takes you to the next junction where you need to take another decision, whether you have to turn right or turn left or go straight. And depending on your decision, there is the next junction. So junctions after junction after junction, and decision after decision after decision have to be taken. There is no such thing as a right decision or wrong decision. There is no such thing as a good decision or a bad decision. There are only decisions. However, the kind of decisions that we take can emerge from a certain plane of awareness, from where we are working, from which plane of awareness that we connect from, which means that when you are in love, you are more embracing, more free in your choices, you're more giving, you're more sharing. But when you are angry, you're sad, or you're afraid, you're more restricted in your sharing, in your giving. Especially when you are afraid, you are constricted. You're less trusting. But when you're angry and when you're sad, there is a very high probability that you will take incorrect or inappropriate decisions. This is not logic, but this is a fact. Research has proven that people who take decisions when they are emotionally invested end up taking decisions which cause certain unintended or unforeseen outcomes. But the ones who have taken decisions in a very calm state of mind, in a so to say, happy state of mind, are the ones who have given it a thought, have taken the time to put all probabilities in place, and then come to a conclusion on how they have to go further and what decisions they have to take. So in all of it, there's one component that is consistent, and that is love. So in anger, in sadness, and in fear, there's very little love. But when you are calm and when you're happy, when you are in love, the component of love is very high. Where there is love, there are good decisions. But when you are afraid, when you are angry or sadness, the decisions differ. And so the outcomes. But when the outcomes occur, nature is unforgiving. You cannot say sorry. You cannot say forgive me. You cannot say give me one more opportunity, one more chance. It doesn't work. Look at the birds, for example. When the eggs hatch and the fledglings grow, there is a time when the birds have to spread their wings. In the beginning, they just try fluttering their feathers together and try to take off. But that's an exercise to build strength in their wings. But unless they flap their wings and unless they try, they wouldn't know whether they will be able to take off or not. Many a time you've seen birds just fall from the trees and then become a meal for a cat. That's how unforgiving nature is. But we humans, we have a tremendous ability to influence all decision makers, whether it's our children, our parents, our relatives. We just barge into their lives and we force them to take certain decisions, impose ourselves upon them. We set conditions. If you love me, then do this. I'm doing this for your benefit. You wouldn't understand. 20 years later, you will tell me that what I did was right. We impose such conditions on people. And then we let them suffer if they fail, if things fail for them. This is how life is. This is what we are made out of it. So it's time that we take appropriate steps to be free of conditioning. This is what life is all about, to be free of conditioning. And that's another way to say to be in love. When you are in love, there are no conditions. When you come, you come. When you go, you go. When you stay, you stay. When you leave, you leave. There's nothing if, but, please, not now, later, none of those. So today's learning comes to me from the experience that I've been having in the last 2 days. I am currently in Visakhapatnam. The last 2 days I've been to the Rishikonda beach to surf in the waters. And that's when I realized how unforgiving nature is. If the surfboard in front of you, the waves don't mind just smashing on your chest and breaking your jaw. The wave just loves all the people in water. But be careful. The wave does not understand its power. It does not realize its power. It just is so loving. It embraces you. And in that embracing, it could just be absolutely ruthless. It doesn't do it on purpose. But it does as the way it is. The wave simply knows to be as the wave. It doesn't know any other way. So life is simply loving, doesn't know any other way. So what must we do? How must we live? The only way to live is to live now. Because now this moment is given to you, and this moment is the one that you must embrace. This is a choice given to you. The choice is very simple. Do you want to live this moment with the ego, which means that you want to live this moment in pleasure by browsing social media, by watching television, by watching serials, by snacking? Is that what you want to do? Or do you want to live in the now, which is the way God is? Live in the now. Embrace everything as it is. When you embrace everything as it is, then there is no sorrow, there is no anger, and there is no fear. The now moment is all that exists. And it is entirely your choice on how you want to live. Welcome to today's meditation. And let us start off with the maypole, as always. So for those who are new, just giving you certain guidelines. Make sure that if you're sitting on a couch, come to the edge of the couch so that your hips are higher than your knees. Your knees are lower than your hip line, and that way your back will be straight. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that you are away from the backrest. Don't lean against the backrest. And if you're sitting on the ground, make sure that you lift up your hips a few inches so that your back goes up straight. This is necessary. Now let us begin with the maypole. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms, with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents the higher consciousness. The higher consciousness is common to all of us. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you, and walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can imagine any name and form instead of the sphere, any name and form of God or Guru that you want to worship. Now, ask the higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any anxiety, any stress, any tensions, any emotional distresses that you've been carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy and breathe out any pain or distress that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or any other. You can also release any anger, any resentment, any guilt, any hatred, any envy, jealousy that you are carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories, negative experiences. that you've been carrying from any part of you, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its strengthening energies or re-energizing energies. Bring in the new energy. As you breathe in, take in this new energy. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and everything else that you wish to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of all attachments to things, to people, to objects, to pets, to gadgets, to vehicles, to clothes. Give up your attachment to everything that is impermanent. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, give yourself to God. Remember, God knows what is best for you and for all those people whom you are thinking about right now. So trust in God and give yourself to it. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. We all believe in preparation. How true is preparation? Can you prepare to live today? Can you prepare to live now? Can you prepare to live tomorrow? Can you prepare to die? The truth is that you can only practice every day. So practicing becomes familiar. If you constantly take decisions, decision-taking becomes familiar. If you consciously sit and pray, prayer becomes familiar. If you consciously sit and meditate, meditation becomes familiar. If you constantly eat, eating becomes familiar. If you constantly visit hotels, knowing which hotel to go to becomes familiar. We only build familiarity to what we do. But every day is a new day with new challenges, new opportunities. And you cannot prepare to face those opportunities. Because of your familiarity, the amount of fear, the amount of anger and sorrow that you may otherwise experience is reduced because you're familiar with taking decisions. In spirituality and in life, there is no such thing called as preparation. There is only one thing that is practice. Practice every day. So practice brings with it the familiarity. When you meditate, you go into silence. Silence becomes familiar. And when you are about to exit and the silence visits you, you are familiar with the silence. Everything for that matter is only practice. Preparation is a myth. No matter how many exams you prepare for, no matter how many times you prepare to write an exam, when you go to the exam, you're only familiar with the answers that you practiced. And that is what you reproduce. We use the word preparation, but unfortunately, we have generalized this word preparation and applied it even to life. You can't prepare to live tomorrow. You cannot prepare to live for another hour. You cannot prepare to live the next minute. But because you've practiced living the way that you live, you believe that nothing will happen because nothing has happened in the last minute. Nothing has happened in the last hour. Nothing has happened from the time you woke up this morning. So you believe nothing will happen until sunset. We are living in this myth. And there's absolute lovelessness when you're living in a myth because you've taken life for granted. And if you have to embrace life, you have to live this minute. And that's what is called as living. So let us just start living. How much more time do you need to wake up? Why this lethargy, this laziness? Why this procrastination to just wake up? Why can't you start living now? Why can't you just start deciding in the moment and taking responsibility for your decisions? Your decisions does not guarantee an outcome of your choice. It guarantees an outcome, however. So why the hesitation? What are you afraid of? What is it that prevents you from taking decisions? The only reason why we don't live in the present is because there are no guarantees. That's the only reason. That's the only fear that we don't live in the present, that there are no guarantees. But reality is there are no guarantees anyway, anyhow. There are no guarantees. You have a choice of living or you have a choice of living in fear. It's up to you what you choose. When you choose life, then give up fear. And when you choose conditioning, then give up living. So you cannot have both of them at the same time. So if you are truly wanting to be spiritual, you're truly wanting to be in the moment, then you just have to embrace living. That's your choice. So I just am opening this forum just to get your views. How many of you, with a show of hands, tell me, how many of you are willing and ready right now to embrace living with no guarantees? Okay, so how many of you, I'm just going to lower your hands, how many of you are willing to embrace death if it comes this very second? How many of you, all right, how many of you have at least one thing that pulls you towards you? At least one thing. It could be a dream. It could be a promise of a beautiful future. It could be a promise of something that's coming, maybe in the next week, next month, this year. Okay, thank you. Now let me tell you this. All those people who raised the hand for this last point, you're contradicting your own statements. You have desires, you have attachments, and you believe that you will embrace death if it happens in the next minute. When you have a desire, you want to live to receive that desire. Introspect. If you are ready to live, if you're ready to be alive in this moment, then what desire? What attachment? Everything that exists, you are going to use it responsibly to the utmost. Everything, but you're not attached to anything. But the moment you have desires of a beautiful future, moment you're looking up to a beautiful future that's coming even tomorrow, then you're not free to go. Please introspect. As soon as possible, begin to live in the present. Like I told you, it's only practice living in the present. You can't prepare to live in the future. There is no future. You can't prepare to live in the present. What preparation did you do to be here right now? Nothing. If you thought that you could prepare to get into this appointment, all that you did was practicing every single day to log in at this time. You practiced. And so today, you log in at the same time. But there are so many of you who are not a part today, part of this meditation today, who practiced logging in at this time, but for reasons best known to them, couldn't. The last minute, there was a greater responsibility, greater priority, or they just simply did not have the gadgets that were needed for them to log in. And they genuinely wanted to come to the session online and participate. Does it mean that they did not prepare? They practiced. This is why I'm telling you that nature is all loving, all embracing, but unforgiving. Do not expect any guarantees from nature. The only guarantee that nature gives you is that this moment is available for you on earth or elsewhere. But that moment is available for you. Every single moment is available for you. The only thing that you can do is to choose how you want to live this moment. That is in your grasp. That choice is available as long as you are in the physical frame. The moment you exit this body, even that choice is taken away from you. So while this choice is available, why not make use of it to live in the present? Why not just say, okay? If you want to defend, you defend, but be responsible in your defense. If you want to attack, you attack. Be responsible for doing so. Whatever you want to do, which is appropriate spiritually, take responsibility for it. Pain is the result of resistance. Greater the resistance, greater the pain. When you embrace life, then you embrace everything. Pain becomes a reason for you to excel, a reason for you to move forward. But when you resist, pain arrests you. You stop moving forward. You begin to amplify that pain. So make the choice today whether you want to live in the desire of a better tomorrow or whether you want to live this moment. When you live in this moment, today is no different than tomorrow. Everything that happens is happening. There is no good or bad, right or wrong. It's just an happening. Embrace the happening instead of wanting things to happen in a particular way. So now let us do this simple practice, which we did many months ago. We'll do the simple practice. It's simple, powerful, profound, scary, nightmarish practice. The practice is to just drop attachments. And those of you who don't want to do it, you can not participate in it. Those of you who are willing are welcome to participate. So now we begin. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in your golden circle of light. Beside you, imagine a cloth that is spread. In front of you, you have the tall pole with many different color ribbons, and you're holding on to the ribbon already. Ask your higher consciousness to show you all that you are attached to. These could be people, family, friends, relatives, children, siblings, parents, in-laws, acquaintances, gadgets, vehicles, automobiles. It could be anything as small as a pencil, as large as whatever it can get to. Visualize all of it on this cloth, piece of cloth beside you. In front of you, imagine fire that is burning. And this fire will simply receive and accept everything that is put into it. We just turn it into nothing. Everything just disappears into this fire. And now, one by one, reach out to everything you're attached to, whether it is people, whether it is siblings, parents, children, acquaintances, friends, gadgets, automobiles, anything that you are attached to. Just pick one by one and put it into this fire. Thank you. Do not hesitate even for a moment. Put everything into this fire. You cannot put desires into the fire. You can put objects that you desire. If you are attached to a house, property, imagine putting that into the fire. When you're done, just raise your hand. All right, so now I want to ask you, if you can share with me, what was your experience? How many of you experienced fear while doing this? Fear, dread, sorrow. Who amongst you would want to start and tell me what did you go through? If you can unmute. Brinda Dinakaran, can you please start?
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Yeah, I felt guilty actually. because I imagine my parents. But however, I proceeded. Yeah, I tried to, you know, come into terms to be in the present moment. I started to getting accustomed to the feeling. Now I'm feeling better, actually.
This is very important. Thank you. Thank you for being so honest. This is so very important. Feeling guilty. Does nature tell you that your parents will go first and then you will go later? Does nature, has it shared its plan with you and how it's going to happen?
No.
You have no idea. So you have one choice: to love your parents now, today, while they are there, to love your parents. Why procrastinate? Why do you want to fix on a day when you're going to call them, you're going to talk to them, or when you're going to walk into the room and sit with them? Why would you want to? You don't have to sit with them all the time and talk to them and listen to them. It's not required. All you have to do is to see them in a happy space inside you and be okay with the way they choose to be. That's being unconditional. That's being loving. Whatever challenges, physical, mental, emotional, that they are going through is something that has come out of their, how they chose to live, how they took decisions. Again, there's nothing right, wrong, good, bad. Those are the decisions that they took, and this is the life that they have, they are living. This is the outcome, isn't it?
Yes, doctor.
So where is the scope for any guilt?
I felt I was doing something, I don't know, I felt I was doing something, you know, bad or something. That's what I felt guilty. Then I just thought, okay, this is my attachment. Probably I have to overcome that.
You know what is attachment? Attachment is when you haven't lived with that thing enough.
Okay.
When I drive, if I don't enjoy my driving, I will not be able to let go of my wanting to go on long drive. If I haven't spent time with my spouse or my children or my parents, I wouldn't be willing to let go of them because I want that opportunity still. So that's where guilt comes from.
Okay.
It's because somewhere deep inside you haven't spent that quality time with them.
Okay, doctor.
So consider living happily now. That's all the choice that you have.
Okay.
Some of you, I was observing as you were doing, some of you were not able to let go of your spouse. Some of you were not able to let go of your pets, a dog. So there are people who are not able to let go of certain attachments so easily. So Jyoti, can you unmute and tell me what was your experience, if you wish, if you will? Jyoti Srivalsan.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
It's funny that you should call out my name after mentioning the dog. I have my dog lying next to me.
That's why.
And I just found it so difficult to, for everything else, I didn't mind, but I did not want to, put her in the fire. So, but I did it because we were asked to do it. And yeah, that was a little difficult moment.
Yeah, I saw that. So when you resist, then the mind plays out this drama. When you resist, the dog in your mind will start whining, will start crying, will start howling. You know, when you resist, the mind will create all this drama, will make it more miserable.
Yeah.
The mind loves pain and misery, believe me. So what does it mean to let go of it, of your attachment? It means to just love what is available now. Don't postpone it for the future. Attachment is to postpone it. Loving is living. If you love something, live it now. If you're attached to it, because it's yours, you can go back to it at any time. And believe me, you won't, because at any time is always available. So love your dog now. Live it. Live your time with your dog right now. It doesn't mean that you don't do anything else. But when you're loving your dog, just love your dog. No future, no future, nothing. You've loved your dog to death. If I were to die now, I've completed loving my dog.
Yes.
Right? So love it. That's what you need to do. So all of you, just embrace this moment. It doesn't come from preparation. It comes from practice. Practice living in the now. Stop faking it. Stop believing that life has promised you another 10 years. Who knows? So you can only practice living now. And the only way you can live now is by living it now. There is no future. Tomorrow will happen now. 10 years later will happen now. At every moment, it's just the now. But don't believe in your chronological calendar and your clock. All that is okay for the world. But you're just living here. You don't belong here. You just come here to experience life. So why not experience it? Why not just live it? Why not just embrace it, accept it, live in the now, take decisions, and just embrace the outcome? Just say that I have taken a decision. Wow. I've taken a decision. I've done it. It happens in the now. So please do it. Are there any questions? All right. So we will connect again. Yes. Yes, Brinda, please.
So, Doctor, how to give up the attachment to our children?
Love them. It's the same thing. Love them. Don't be attached to what their choices are. You can tell them. You can ask them questions. Are you sure this is your choice? Are you sure that by taking this choice, it's going to direct you to an outcome? Now, you can never be sure on the of the outcome. You can never, ever be sure of the outcome. But you must be careful when you're choosing. You must be aware when you're choosing.
Okay.
So just direct them. Just ask them questions. So by asking questions, you may bring them to clarity. But we have no clue what destiny holds for them. We have absolutely no clue.
Okay.
So you have to move towards that. So in this regard, we offer certain practices of removing all impressions that you have created pertaining to your children. Most of the impressions pertaining to children and parents come from fear, the fear of losing them. So you have to work on your fears of losing your children and instead remove those impressions so that you're enabled to guide them when they seek your advice.
Okay, Doctor.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? All right. So let us connect again next Saturday. But please live in the moment. Love this moment. Embrace it. If you must take a decision, hold on to the maypole and ask God, what is the best thing that I can choose? Your choice is my choice. This is the way I do it. And then whatever God shows, just choose it. And then whatever outcomes, you just leave it to God, saying that I have made a choice. Whatever outcomes occur, I will ask you again. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week. Let's connect again next Saturday. And until then, have a beautiful, beautiful time. Love every moment. Live every moment. Embrace every moment.